Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're on Daf Zayin. We're on the top line, actually. Here we go. What? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Misada Ha'ilan Kedarko, Umisada Ha'lavan Shalom Kedarko. Rabbi Yehuda says that from a Sada Ilan, from a field of trees, you can, what are we talking about here? You can trap Kedarko, and from a Sada Ilan, Shalom Kedarko. Tanar Baran, Ketzad Kedarko, what's considered Kedarko? What's considered a normal trapping? Very simple. Chover Guma, you dig a hole, Vitolaba Mitsuda, and you place a trap there. Ketzad Shalom Kedarko, what's Shalom Kedarko? I think this is like this. No Shpud, you take a stick, Umake, Bekardom, and you bang it into the ground, Umaradeha Dama Mitachteha, and you open up the ground underneath it. And when the It's like one of those stick with a box, and when it goes in, you pull the stick away, and then the cup falls on the box. That's what I think it means. Okay. Tanya. Shemed loves Omer. Kishamim, we stay love on Shalom Kedarko. When we said that if it's a stay love on, it has to be Shalom Kedarko, a low Kedarko trap, lo amru ela bistay love on a smuchal ear. That's only true if it's near a city. I will stay love on a smuchal asadeh, you stay ilan. But if it's near another field, then a field of Kedarko, then you can do it normally. Why? Because it'll destroy the trees. Okay, next. You can fix up a fence that fell on the moed. Ketzad makrin, how do you fix it up? Rabbi Yosef amar behutza v'dafna. Rabbi Yosef says with leaves, you know, like lulavim and these types of things, not a real fence. You make some kind of one of these temporary fences. The Masnisatana, others say, Tar Bitsrar, Venotach Batit. You can put the bricks on, but you can't put the cement. Just, you know, lay all the bricks on. Amr of Chista, Lo Shanu El Bakosel Hagina. That's only true if it's the kosel for a garden. Rashi says, the Lekup say the Yaseira, there's not a big loss. Look, Iyaliba Inchi, people go there. Aval, Kosel HaChatzer, but if it's in your Chatzer, Bona Kedarko. You can build a regular fence. Leve Mesai Lele, Kosel Hagucha. If you have a wall that is leaning over, to the Shus Ravim, so there you could destroy it, Ubone Kedarko, Ribne Hatzakana. Right? So what do you see from here? Right? But you can do it normally. So you what kind of right is that? Hasam Kidiktani Taima. There, the reason the Mishnah said the Bryce said the reason, Ribne Hatzakana, because there's a problem. Maybe it'll collapse and hurt somebody. Ikadi Ami, others have the same exact Gemara in the following version. Tashma. If a kosel is leaning over into Rosh Hashanah, so that you can destroy it. Ubone Kedarko, and you can rebuild it. But that's a sakana. But that's a sakana in. So that's a sakana low. Only for a sakana you can do this. If it's not a sakana, you have no right to do it. So let's say it's a kash on Rosh Chista who said that it's mutter to build a kosel in a chatzer, even if it's not a makam sakana. Amalach Rosh Chista, Hasam, over there, so ser. Ubone. No, there, you're destroying it, and you're rebuilding it. Hacha, what I was talking about, says Rav Chista, bone, you're going to build it, but velo sosa, you're not destroying it first. It's already destroyed. So the Gemara says, Hasam Nami, Lister.
Are we missing something here? Since they have Sakana, I understand why you take it down. Why would you allow to build it back
up? That's not what the Gemara is going to answer in a second. The Gemara is going to answer that in 1 second. So Hasam Nami, here too, Lister, velo Livni. Knock it down. It's just like on it, right? The wall's leaning over. So knock it down. Who said you have to rebuild it? Right? So the Gemara answers, well, Im Kane, Mim Navalo Sosa. Then he won't knock it down. To leave the house exposed, to leave the room exposed like that, the area exposed, not going to do it. Right? Oh, you got to knock that down. It's dangerous. Yeah, okay, fine. Only her rebuild it. Even on Chalamoid, right? Correct. We're talking about Chalamoid.
I understand it, but they won't the same way.
Right, so we know the malacha is not the same.
Correct, exactly.
So what's the issue? The issue is the chalamoid. The wall's no good. It's about to collapse. No, it's a private guy. It's a guy in private. So if you tell him you can only destroy it, you can't rebuild it, he's not going to destroy it. I don't want to leave it exposed like that for half a yom. He's not going to do it. All right, we let him rebuild it. Amar Ravashi, Masnitsa Namideka, our mission really supports that. The Tana, it says, Ubashvi is, and on the Shvita year, Bona Kedarko. Right? Dehecha. What are we talking about? Elam with the Chatzar. Sichel Lememar. And you need to tell me you're not allowed to build a fence around your property on Shemitah? Why not? El alav degina. It must be in a garden. Afagav the mefsi command of nitirusa lepeiri. And even though it looks like you're busy with the field, you're still allowed to. Shmamina. You see from here that you're allowed to. Correct. That's what it seems from here. Okay. Now before we do the next Gemara, you know what, we'll do the Mishnah. Ready for the Mishnah? Here we go. Rav Meir Omer, Rowan is Hanagoyim Lahakel, you can say Vatchila Lahakel, Avalola Hachmir. Here's a story. A guy thinks he has tsaras. One of these white blotches on my skin, I don't know what that's about. He goes to the Kohen. The Kohen, if the Kohen says, yeah, that's tsaras, he's Mitzora. If the Kohen doesn't say anything, he's not a Mitzora. And not a Mitzora until the Kohen says, you are a Mitzora. So there's something here called Simchas Regel. So Rav Meir says, go to the Kohen. If it's not Tzaras, he'll tell you it's not Tzaras. And if it is Tzaras, he won't say anything. But you're allowed to be in shul. You're allowed to come to shul. You're allowed to be with your wife. You're allowed to be around. You can come to Shal Shudis. But you should know that after Yontif, you're going to be declared a Mitzora. But it's not going to ruin your Simchas Yontif. So that's what Meir says. Meir Omer, Rowan is on the Goyim Lahakel. Yeah, you can go to be the seed of the Goyim to be Makel. To see, it's like the Kohen could say, you know what, that's not Tzaras. You're going to need a dermatologist. That's not Tzaras, right? Lahakel, he could say it. Avalo Lahakmer. Why? Because it's going to ruin his Yontif. The Chacham Omerim, and the Chachamim say, Lo Lahakel Avalo Lahakmer. Don't go to him at all. Why? Because the Chacham say, you can't do that. You can't play that game. You can't say good or no good. You have to say something. So you can't go, because once you go, the Kohen has to declare something. So therefore, don't go. We're going to get to that in a minute. We tell you not to go. You don't go only the Hakel, although Tosfos asked that question. We'll get to that in a minute. Right, you hear? So the Chacham say, don't go. Because if you go and you have Tzaras, the Kohen has to say it. So therefore, don't go. Okay? Got it?
But Lashon Hara you can say.
Lashon Hara you shouldn't say either.
Lashon Hara you can say, that's when he got the Tzaras in the first place.
Correct. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Lashon Hara in a few minutes.
But there are bunnies, going to dermatologist first.
Correct. Correct. Now, there are two types. Yes, so Bezin, so in a normal world, Bezin will force you to go to a Kohen.
Right.
But it's Chalamoid, it's Yontif, so we give you the Chacham that don't go, you go after Yontif. You're not going to avoid them forever. Now, there's two types of Mitzoras. There's a Mitzora who's a definite Mitzora. There's no Shaila, this guy is a Mitzora. How do you know? Because the Kohen said so. Such a person has to go outside of three Machnos, right? But his wife's allowed to come with him. How long can somebody be a definite Mitzora?
2 weeks.
No. There's no end. Indefinite. We're going to have another base. Uzziah was a Mitzora for 25 years. The king was a Mitzora for 25. He died a Mitzora. He had a baby when he was a Mitzora. For 25 years he was a Mitzora. It's indefinite. What about that's one situation. The other situation is where it comes to a Kohen, the Kohen says, I'm not sure. We're going to lock you up for a week. And during that week, he's not allowed to be with his wife. That's called the Mitzora Muzgar. Muzgar means he's locked up. Mitzora Mukhlat, Mukhlat means for sure. Mukhlat, he's a for sure Mitzora, then he's allowed to be with his wife. But if he's a Muzgar, he's not sure, that could be less than 2 weeks. 1 week I'm not sure, another week I'm not sure. He's locked up, but he's allowed to be in the town. He doesn't have to go outside to be machnas. He's hanging around. He just can't go, he just can't be with his wife. Now, can he go to shul, sit by shal, shul, and yenta? No. But he doesn't have to go outside to be machnas. Okay? So you need to know those two things, those halachas, before we get to the following Gemara. It's going to get super complicated now. Okay? So Rav Meir said, you go to be mekel, not to be machmer. The Chacham said, don't go at all. Okay? Now, Tanya, Rav Meir Omer, Rowan Etan, Negoyim Lahakel. You only go to be Mekel, Avolo Lahachmer, but not to be Machmer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Lahakel Avolo Lahachmer. You don't go for either one. Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham are the same. You don't go for either one. Why? She'im Ata Nizkak Lo Lahakel, because if the Kohen is going to say you're okay, Nizkak Lo Av Lahachmer, he also has to say you're not okay. And we don't want him to say you're not okay on Yom Tov. Don't go. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Nirin divrei Reb Meir b'muskar. I think Reb Meir's right if it's a muskar. What's a muskar? We're not sure. Okay? So you're locked up for a week. Now the second week, the second time the Kohen comes back to look at you is Chol HaMoed. Says Reb Meir, says Rebbe, I think Reb Meir's right. Why? What's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is he's declared a Metzora. So he's anyway locked up. Right? He's anyway locked up for the week. What's going to change? What's going to change? That his wife now is mutter to him. So what's the downside? There's a benefit then. Now his wife can be with him. Before she couldn't, now she can. What's the downside? Huh?
What?
Right, well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Right? What's the downside? There is no downside. Anyway, he's locked up. So what happens then? He has to go outside through machnas? So such a big...
Yeah, but it says that lo lahachmir. The Mishnah says lo lahachmir.
What?
The Mishnah says he cannot say lahachmir in that situation. We're saying now that he would say, he can say...
No. What?
It says here, it makes sense for Muzgar that the Kohen can come and declare him either one or the other. The Mishnah said he cannot declare...
Right, so Rabbi Yossi said... So the Rebbe holds... Rebbe or Rav? Who's talking here?
Rebbe.
Rebbe says... So the Masifta explains that Rebbe holds you have to say what the story is. You're not allowed to be like Reb Meir. You're not allowed to he holds like Reb Yossi that if a Kohen sees a Nega, he has to paskin. He's not allowed to not paskin. Okay? But if you're a musgar, there's no downside. There's no downside. There are two choices. Either he'll let you out, that's for sure the best, or he'll say, no, you're for sure now. So if he lets you out, that's a big simcha. If he says, no, I'm sorry, it's been confirmed now, he's still not going to be with his wife. So there really is no tzar. So why not go? Okay?
So it should be the opposite of what he's saying here. So it should be the Miriam Diver Rabbi Yosef and Muskar, and Rabbi Meir and Mukhlat.
What?
It should be the opposite of what he's
saying. So the Gemara and Rabbi is going to have the other version. And say it the opposite way. And the answer is going to be, what would a person rather be with? His wife or his friends? That's what it's all going to depend on. Right?
What do you think?
The Diver Rabbi Yosef b'Mukhlat. I think Rabbi Yosef's right, says Rebbe, on a Mukhlat. Meaning he's already been locked up for 3 years. He's been there, it's confirmed. Now what's going to happen? Now we're going to go check him out. So now again, if he's still bad, nothing changed. There's no same story, right? Nothing changed. And if it turns out now it's the Raz went away, the big simcha. Okay?
Yeah, Yossi says you shouldn't go.
Huh?
Yossi says don't go on Kohen. He's not going.
Right, so Rabbi Yossi says, don't go. Right, 1 minute. Right, sorry, so if it's a mukhla, don't go. Why? What? No. Right, because let's say why. This is what Rabbi holds. Let's say, if you go, he has to paskin. So by a mukhla, don't go. Why? Because let's say he is. By the way, the halacha is that let's say the Kohen comes. You've been in the Torah for 2 years. Kohen comes. You know what? It's gone. You're good. Now what happens? Now we start the 7-day tahara process. During those 7 days, he can't be with his wife. He's going to become out of taras, but those 7 days he can't be with his wife. Says Rebbe, he's not trying to be with his wife. So what's going to happen now? On Yom Tov, now he can't be with his wife. That's not simcha. Just don't go. You hear that? That's what Rebbe holds. So if it's a mukhlat, don't go. If it's a musgo, you might as well go. Of course, Rebbe holds that at root, the Kohen must declare something. He must paskin. He can't do what Rebbe said, don't say anything. He's not allowed to do that. But if he's a musgo, you have nothing to lose. And if he's a mukhlat, you have what to lose. So by a mukhlat, stay home. Don't go, don't ever visit Mitzvah on Yom Tov.
Every time for 2 years, why does he have to find out.
The dafka on Chol HaMoed. Right, so that's not a case of 2 years. It's a case of 2 weeks. Right? So it's a case of 2 weeks. I'm just giving an example. It's a case of 2 weeks. Then come check him out. Let's get out of this place. It's not a Chol HaMoed because you only have what to lose. Why? Because if it does, Matzah Ras went away, he can't be with your wife. Okay? Make sense? Good? Okay. Amar Rev Rava. Now here's the story. 1 second. Bitahar, right? If you're going for the first time, kuli amalo pligi delo chazile. For sure, don't show a kohen on Chol HaMoed the first time. You wake up in the morning on Chol HaMoed, one of these blotches, don't go. Everyone agrees, don't go. You have nothing to gain by that. It's only going to make you unhappy, an unhappy camper. Nothing to gain by that. Behesker Rishon, if you're locked up for 1 week, kuli amalo pligi de chazile. Everybody agrees to go. Why? You have nothing to lose. You're already locked up. One of two things are going to happen. Either you're going to stay locked up, and you can be with your wife, or you go home. Right?
Is he locked up out of the camp?
No, in the camp. So people can visit him.
House arrest.
Right, house arrest. Exactly. Keep pligi. What's the whole machlokas? The hesger sheni. If you're already locked up, we'll wait twice. Now they have to make a decision. Either let you out, or you become a mukhlat. You can't be locked up for 3 weeks. There's no such thing. We're not sure for 3 weeks. They have to let you out, or they declare you a confirmed Torah. Mar Savar, Remeir holds, B'Kohen Talia Milsa. The whole thing depends on the word, on the voice, on the speaking, on the psak of the Kohen. E Tahar, Amalei Tar. If you're Tahar, he'll say so. E Tameh, Shasik. And if you're not Tameh, he won't say a word. And you'll never be declared a Mitzvah.
Where is he going at
that point? Well, I don't know.
Be able to leave?
I don't know. Probably not. Umar Savar and Rabbi Yossi holds, no, you can't play that game. L'taro ulutano ksiv. It says, either tar or tame. And therefore, he has to say something.
He goes because he wants him not to, he doesn't want to know that he's a taraz, he wants to know if he's not a Mitzvah.
I know. But
it's
if you
right,
but there's an issue of tar over here. We don't want to have tar on Yontif. That's what it's about. Yontif is a time of simcha.
No, so the solution that the Gemara is giving here is okay, because if he's going, he's going to make him better, not make him worse.
Right. What if he is worse? We don't know.
Because he's not going to say anything.
Y'all do that. Y'all let him come check him out and not say anything. Y'all let him do that. It's a game to play. Y'all don't do that. Now, Amar Mar, we just said a minute ago, Amar Rebbe said, Nirin divrei Reb Yossi b'muchlat, v'divrei Reb Meir b'muskar. I agree with Reb Yossi by a muchlat, that what? Stay home. And I agree with Reb Meir by a muskar, you might as well go. I v'atanya ibcha, but we learned the exact opposite, as Marcel said. We learned the exact opposite, that what? That Rebbe said, I think Reb Meir's right by a muchlat, and Reb Yossi's right by a muskar. The answer is Tanoihi Aliba de Rebbe. It's a machlok, is what Rebbe really said. Now, what's the svar behind it? Very simple. Mar Savar, the second version was what? Was I agree with Reb Meir by a muchlat. What's a muchlat? A muchlat means he's confirmed. Again, what do you mean he agreed with the Meir? The Kohen should go. That's what it means. The Kohen should go. Because again, Rebbe held, I agree with Reb Yossi, that if he goes, he has to give up psak. He can't play the game. I'm not saying anything. He can't do that. The question is, should he go or should he not go? Says the second version, I agree with Reb Meir by a muchlat, let him go. Why?
Can't make it worse.
What?
Can't make it worse.
Yes, he can. Mar Savar, Tzavsa da'alma odifle. He'd rather be with the Chevra. He'd rather be with friends. What's going to happen? Let's say he's a mukhlat. He's been there for 2 years.
Right.
He's been with my wife is there for 2 years. So I can't wait to get back to my chevra. Right? So what's going to happen? Let him come, Chol HaMoed.
Right.
What's going to happen? The Kohen's going to say, if he says, the Mitzvah did not go away, nothing changed. The Mitzvah did not go away, he's still here, nothing changed.
Right.
Not, nothing changed. We assume that depressing news, it didn't change, is not a bad thing. Because
right.
It didn't change, same old story. What's the other side? Ooh, it went away. Thank God I can get out of this place. Now, there's a 7-day tahara process where he can't be with his wife for those 7 days. He doesn't care. He'd rather be with the chevra. Tzav sada alma odifle. He'd rather be with the chevra. get out of this place. Go back to my friends. Therefore, might as well go. Mar Sava. Yeah, yeah. Or he doesn't have to be at Shalosh Machnos. Yeah.
Yeah, but he can still have dinner with his wife. He can't. What? That, you know.
But that's what we're talking about. Nobody wants to have dinner with their wife.
You don't have dinner with your wife.
So that's it's a different. We all have both feelings. Sometimes you want to be with the chevra. Sometimes you want to be with your wife. But the question is, after what would a person rather have? It's human nature. You know what I'm saying? Umar Safar, and on Amar Aleph, we said the opposite. Why? Because in Amar Aleph, we held, Tafsa de Ishto Adifale. He'd rather be with his wife. Therefore, Amar Aleph held, no. Rebbeir only goes by a Muzgar. Why? Because what's the worst that can happen? He becomes confirmed. They have to go outside to the Machnos. He can't be with his friends. All right, but he can be with his wife. Okay. That was, okay. Now, Limemra. Do you mean to say the muchlat mutter betashmish amita, that a muchlat allowed to be with his wife? The answer is yes, he's allowed to. Right? The Sassana said, you can't expect a man to be without his wife the indefinite amount of time. It's indefinite. It could be for 50 years. You can't expect a man to do that. Therefore it's mutter. How long a muzgar? How long could that be? The maximum is 2 weeks. After that, either you let him out or you lock him up. But if you lock him up, he can be with his wife. You can't expect a person to be so long. It's not fair. It's not, we're not like that. It's not our religion. You can't be with your wife. Okay, so for 2 weeks you can't. After that, says the Sfazemet, it has to be. But Tanya, this is what kind of a Tanya is this? Yeah, we learned, Vila Tanya, we learned. It says, V'yashav michutz l'ahalo shivas yamim. Shihei aser b'tash mishamita. Then you offer a tasha shamita, right? When you're coming out of your tahara process, now you have to leave your wife, right? The ain olo elo ishto, right? The word ohel is a reference to the wife. Shema, like it says, lech amor lahem, that Hashem told Moshe, shuvu lachem lo lechem. Everyone can go back to their tent. After Matan Torah, you ought to go back to your wife. You have to separate from your wife from Matan Torah. After that, you can go back. So what do you see? That if you're a mukhlat, you're mutter to be with your wife. Not only that, Rabbi Huda Omer, Shivas Yamim Yisapru Lo, for 7 days you're going to count your Tahira process, right? Yamei Sipuro, only the counting you can't be with your wife. So there's two times you can't be with your wife. When you're a Muzgar, and we're not sure what the story is with you, and also when you're becoming a Tahar for 7 days. You also can't be with your wife during those 7 days. Shivas Yamim Yisapru Lo, Yamei Sipuro, Velo Yamei Chiluto. Only when the counting is happening, the 7 day of Tahira, not when you're a mukhlat, not if you're a confirmed mitzvah, then you're allowed to be with your wife. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Zayin Yimei Sipuro, Kal V'chomer L'Yimei Chiluto. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda argues on what I said before, that you can't be locked up forever. You can be locked up forever. You can't be locked up and be without your wife forever. He says it's Kal V'chomer. Of course you can't be with your wife, even when you're a mukhlat. Why? Amar Rabchia Didanti Lefnei Rebbe. Yosam, who was the son of Uziyahu, was lo hayalo l'Uziyahu el bimei chiluto. By the way, this Yosam, the son of Uziyah, right, was born when he was a Matara Mukhlat. He was a Matara Mukhlat, he was a confirmed Matara, right, he tried to serve the Ketores. He tried to serve in the Ketores, and he was a king. He was a king of Yehuda. He tried to be machav Ketores. He thought he was allowed to. He's not a Kohen. He's not allowed to do that. He was struck with Mitzora, with Tzaras, and he had Tzaras for the rest of his life. And he died of Mitzora. How many years was that? Tosfos here says it was 25 years. And by the way, Yosam was born during those 25 years. How'd that happen? That happened because when you're a mukhlat, you're allowed to be with your wife. Ask the Ritva, well, maybe he didn't have Eira. Maybe he didn't have Eira. Maybe he didn't have Eira. So, what? That he was with his wife when he wasn't supposed to be. So the Ritva says, there's some pasuk that it says in Malachim Beis, it says Azariah, which is Uziyah, it says, Vayas Hayashar Be'eni Hashem, Vayinaga Hashem Etz HaMelech, Vayihim Mitzorah Ad Yomoso. Which implies that the only thing he did wrong. that he didn't, we wouldn't be over that aveira of not being with your wife when you're a mitzvah. The only thing he did wrong was, he was Yasharat Tobin Hashem. Okay, he made one mistake. He paid for it. He was a mitzvah for 25 years. Okay, but otherwise he wouldn't have violated the rules of mitzvah and be with his wife. So what's the pshat? It's mutter. It's mutter. And you know what? If we have time, we'll go. We're not going to have time. Tosfos goes through the whole cheshbon. How there was 20, how it was that he was a mitzvah. And Yosem was born based on the fact when Yosem was king, blah, blah, blah. You can figure out that he was born when he was a mitzvah. What? Yeah, it could be. Because Tosfos says that Yeshaya, that there's a, look at the first few lines. Pirsh Harav of Kloinimus. The Chziv, it says, where does it say it? In Yeshaya Perek Zayin. See Yeshaya Perek Zayin? Ba'od, Sheish, Shishim, V'chamesh, Shana, Yachas, Ephraim, Me'am. That's V'hainu min Nevuot Amos. That's really a Nevuot of Amos. Afal bi, She Yeshaya Omer. Even though Yeshaya said it. The Yeshaya, Nisnabe, B'shah, She Nisnaga, Uziyahu. And when Uziel became a Matora, that's when he gives this prophecy. Kidemuchi Bekroi, Shahya Rash, it was a big Rash, it was a big commotion. Al Yedei, Sherish Rashu El Yonim, the upper realms were very shaking, they were all upset. With Sarfo, Betachtonim Lavolo, because they wanted to destroy Uziel, because he became because he was Makas Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. And then, in Hu Mona Lenevuas Amos. It was 2 years before the Rash. 2 years before this happened, he gave a Nevuah. This is going to happen. And by the way, 65 years after this, the Malchei Yisrael are going to be exiled. So it's 2 years of the prophecy, then 25 years of Uziah, then 16 years of Yosam, then 16 years of Achaz, and then 6 years of Chizkiyahu. All those numbers add up to 65, and that's when the 10 tribes were exiled. So what do you see? And during those 25 years, he had a son. How do you have a son? The answer is, he's allowed to be with his wife. Amalo, so he answered back, how could you say that you're not allowed to be with his wife, you're not allowed to be with your wife when you're a mukhlak? Uzio did it. Uzio was, right? So, Amalo, af ani, kach, Amarti. You're right, it's mutter. You're right, I take it back, it's mutter. You're right, it's mutter. Right? It's mutter. So, B'maika Miflagi?
Where's the Miflagi?
Where's the Miflagi? Right? B'maika Miflagi.
Whether you prefer your wife or you prefer your company.
That's what it is?
But I agree.
Yeah, so what's my kamiflagi? What does my kamiflagi mean? What are they arguing in? What does that mean? My kamiflagi.
They disagree whether Uziel became a fruit at the beginning or the end of the 27 years of
Kiyah. Ah, see, so Tosfos alludes to that at the end of the Tosfos. He says, well, it could be that she became pregnant in January. And he became a Torah in December. So really, he could have been born before the Taraz. And therefore, I agree with you. Conception, it's all you need. I agree with you in theory, it's a problem. But I can still hold, there's no proof from a Pasuk like this, whether or not a Mukhlat's Mutter B'Tashmish. Right? Okay, we can say the Ohel, go back to the Ohel. Okay, you don't have to agree with that Drasha. Right, bring me a riot from Uzio. I can get out of that also because maybe it was the same year, right? So what are they arguing about? So it doesn't. In other words, even though he says afani kachamarti, I don't have to really agree with it. I hear Yekasha, but I don't have to agree with it. Why? Because I could say she became pregnant before he became a tzimtzora. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda Savar Goli Rachmana B'Yemesi Puro. Well, the Torah said by your Yemesi Puro, you're for sure not allowed to be with your wife. That for sure not. Right? Because it said, leave your house. You sure can't be with your wife. You have to leave the house. The Kalshkein, Bimei Chiluto. And from a Kal v'Chomer, he said, and for sure, when you're no good. When you're good, you can't be with your wife. So for sure, when you're no good. Umar Savar, no. My de gully gully, my de lo gully, lo gully. What has been revealed, I agree with you. Meaning, what's been revealed? When you're in the 7-day Tahara process, I agree with that. But it doesn't say anything about when you're mukhlat, and therefore I don't agree. And so over here, who says this? The Maskil of David says, even if you're, that there's no such thing, until you are mamish, not a mitzora, there is some part of your life that cannot be whole, because you spoke Lashon Hara. Either you can't be with your wife, or you can't be with your friends. You can't have it both. There's never a time you can have both, unless you become totally, totally not a mitzora. From the minute you go to a kohen, and he looks at you, I'm not sure about you, we're going to lock you up for 7 days, you can't be with your wife. Ah, you can still be with your friends. And then you're mukhlat, you can't be with your friends, you can't be with your wife. Then you're going back into the higher process, you can't be with your wife. There's never a time when you're totally free. Why? That's just to show you how severe it is. There's always a time you can't be with somebody until you're totally free. They're all shabbat adam l'chaveiro reasons.
Yeah, but the Torah is he got.
What? Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Why do you get it for Ketores? That's a very good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Think about that. Now, Lememra, the Kohen Talia Milsa? So the whole thing is up to the Kohen? In, yes. Vatanya. I, Vatanya, but we learned. No, I'm sorry, but this is Vinichusa. Vatanya, but we learned. Vyom Haros. Yesh Yom Sha'ataroabo. Vyesh Yom Shi'ataroabo. Sometimes you show it, and sometimes you don't show it. You don't go to him. Mikan, from here you see, Amru, Chasen Shinola Bonega. If a Chasen has a Nega, Nosin Lo Zayini Mea Mishte, you don't bother him for 7 days. Lo, Ula Beso, Ula Ksuso, Vachain Beregel, also on a Regel. Nosin Lo Shiva Simea Regel, Viv Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Omer, Eino Tzarech. I don't need you to tell me that you give the Kohen, you give the Chassan, or you give the Yontif, you give him time off. I don't need you to tell me that. I have a better raya. Why? Hari Omer, it says, V'tziva ha-Kohen, upinu es habayis. When it comes to Shabbos in the house, what happens? The Kohen commands you, get everything out of the house. Why? Because I'm going to declare it a bayis of Shabbos, and everything in there becomes time. So get it out. How could you say get it out? Right? In mamtinin lo ledvar reshus, if we wait, so you can get all the stuff out, get all the furniture out, right? If I let you do that, so kolshkein ledvar mitzvah, so for sure for your regel, for sure for a chassan will wait. So I don't need a drasha, it's logic, right? My benayu, what's the difference between abaya and rava? So what? Ikka benayu. So my benayu, amar abaya. Not. I'm sorry. Not the difference between abaya and rava. What's the difference between the drasha that you wait, or the theory that you wait? So Amar Abaya, Mashmuel Drasha coming out. The difference is, do you learn that Drasha or not? The first one learned the Drasha, and the second one said it's logic. Rava Amar, no. Davar HaRashus Ikabinayu. The difference is whether in Davar HaRashus, right? In other words, according to Rava, I would not push it off for a Rashus. The reason I do is because the Pasuk says. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. For a mitzvah, I would do it. Okay? Good. So we got... Okay, we'll stop here. Just let's look at this. We're going to do the one Tosfos. The Tosfos of Yesh Yom She'i Atarewabo. Tosfos asks an unbelievable question, which he doesn't answer. He asks like this. Tema, L'Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir, Lama Ena Roa Lahakil. Why doesn't the chassan go to the kohen? Maybe it'll be mekel. Maybe it won't be. What did we say? No, a chassan shouldn't go to the kohen. Why? We don't want to ruin his yontif. We don't want to ruin his shev brachas. Right? We don't want to ruin his shev brachas. We don't want to ruin your yontif. Might as well go. And if it's tzaraas, he won't say anything. And if it's not tzaraas, then don't worry about it. Go see a dermatologist. Right? Tema. Lama in a roll lahakel. Might as well go. The oh, also. Lamaidur the Pirish Rabbi Yitzchak, the Lakuli Alma, Betchilas Hezger Rowan, Lahakel, Lalam Yachal Liros. Same question. Va'od, Upinu es Habayis, you clean out the house, Ad Shiyiru, without seeing anything? Is that what happens? You come to a Kohen, and you tell the Kohen, huh?
He tells you to clear the house.
Before he looks at it?
Yeah.
Since we're Tosfos, that makes no sense.
That's one of the points.
Actually, Lama Tarach Lefanos. What are you making yourself crazy to clear out the house? Shema Yimse Hatar. Maybe it'll be Tar. Let him come. Oh, you better
clear. If he's Tommy, because the whole everything in the house is done.
No, he won't declare it.
He won't declare it.
He doesn't declare it.
In other words, Tosfos is assuming you come to a Kohen, and you tell him, by the way, I think I got throughouts in my house. All right, clean everything out. I'll come look next week. Yeah.
Right.
A Quinter Mayor has
the option of
saying, I'm waiting.
Quinter Mayor, go look. Oh, yeah, now you better clear everything out. I'm going to declare it to us tomorrow. What, before he even looks, he tells you to clear it.
Yeah, but the Chos is not going to answer that because ignorance is bliss. Because if he's not telling me, that means it's probably not.
Ignorance is bliss, but confirming that there's nothing wrong with you is even better than that.
Yeah, but if he goes in here, they didn't confirm it, that's not it. Oh, I guess I'm nervous. So it may affect his simcha.
Right. Right. You hear all this?
I do, but this is a major difference.
Oh, what's the difference?
Right.
That's what I think also. You know what you spoke about, who you spoke about. You know. And you know that when that stuff comes on, you know you have it. You can't fool anybody. Right?
So was immediate? He spoke the last week.
Otherwise, we don't need to ask him.
Correct.
Just keep pushing it off and pushing it off.
Exactly. Also, and I believe that if the Cohen's not sure, it's also a kapara. Go think about it for a week. Go think about your life. I'm not declaring you. I'm not 100% sure. It's a topic over here. What it looks like. That's around. But for a week, you can't go. You can't go anywhere. Right, exactly. We're going to quarantine you, and that'll be true for also. Exactly. It's not severe. Right. No. I'll do another line. Rabbi Yehuda says that mehasam lo gamrinan. Now we don't want to bring a raya from. We don't want to bring a raya from what? From a house, because that's chidashu. That's such a strange thing. Daha etzim va'avonim ba'alma lo matamu. Etzim and avonim are never tamei. V'hacha matamu and here they're tamei. Therefore, that can't be a model to teach me what you should do on chalamoid or what you should do for a shem brachas. That can't be a model. Therefore, I have to learn it out of a pasuk. Okay, very good. We'll start. We got up to Rebbe Omar on the second line of Chesam and Beis. And everybody have a very good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Right.
What?